Welcome to the deep dive. If you've ever had to brief an exec team or maybe pull together a three-year plan, you know the really tough part isn't just tracking competitors. It's everything else, isn't it? The chaos outside, geopolitics, climate stuff, tech moving at light speed, consumer values shifting all over the place. So our mission today, give you the framework that top strategists lean on to cut through that noise. It's called steeple analysis. Think of it as the ultimate diagnostic tool.
Yeah, exactly.
This isn't just another acronym. It's a really structured way to look at those big external forces, the stuff totally outside your control, but, you know, holding the keys to profit and just plain survival.
Absolutely. And that's the critical difference, isn't it? Between businesses that adapt and thrive and those just constantly putting out fires. Anticipation. Steeple really pushes managers towards forward thinking. Stop reacting. Start building proactive strategies. It's about corralling these like seven huge, messy variables into clear buckets you can actually analyze.
Okay, so let's unpack this blueprint. The structure sounds vital. Just to avoid getting swamped by information overload.
Yeah.
So we're looking at seven areas, all interconnected, influencing every move. Social, technological, economic, environmental, political, legal, and the last one, ethical.
And here's a crucial point that sometimes gets glossed over. For every single one of these factors, you have to look at both sides of the coin. Always. Every shift presents specific opportunities, you know, positive things you can leverage for growth, and at the same time, threats. Those are the negative pressures you absolutely need mitigation plans for.
Right. Makes sense. Okay, let's dive in then. First up, the human side of things. S, social factors. So this is culture, demographics, lifestyles.
Yeah.
The trends shaping what people actually want.
Pretty much. It's the deep currents. And you ask what managers overlook, I'd say it's often the sheer scale of demographic change. We all talk about aging populations in, say, Western Europe or Japan.
Yeah.
But the impact is way bigger than just, you know, healthcare products. It opens up huge opportunities for totally new ways of working. Think phase retirement, maybe specialist consulting using older experts, even new housing concepts.
Okay, I see. And the flip side, the threat, if you ignore those demographic shifts.
Well, it can be pretty severe. You mentioned labor earlier, if your industry needs younger workers, but the population's aging fast. Where's your talent going to come from? That's a major threat.
Yeah, good point.
And then there's the whole transparency thing. Social attitudes now demand companies be way more open. If your supply chain's murky, you're just asking for trouble, right? One social media campaign highlighting something iffy and boom, serious brand damage.
So true.
Exactly. Social factors really underpin your brand's license to operate, basically. Right. Get it right. Build strong social awareness. That's a massive opportunity for loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
But mess up. A cultural blunder, poor communication, especially globally, that's the threat. It gets amplified instantly today. You have to anticipate value shifts, not just react when the PR crisis hits.
Okay. That cultural stuff changes, maybe slowly, but it's a stark contrast to the next one, right? T, technological factors. This feels like where things move incredibly fast, massive investment needed, but also where you can win or lose big almost overnight.
Oh, absolutely. Technology is just pure competitive fuel. The opportunity side, it's about huge efficiency gains, you know, automation, AI integration. Think about slashing costs with super smart cloud-based supply chains or using online platforms to reach markets that were totally inaccessible 5 years back.
Right.
It lets nimble players really challenge the big guys.
Right, but the threats must be just as big given that speed. I've heard people say tech obsolescence now isn't just about your kit being outdated.
Skill obsolescence too, exactly.
Yeah. So high investment cost is one thing, but constantly training your people on the next AI wave, that's ongoing and expensive. Yeah. What do you see as the biggest tech threat right now?
Honestly, cybersecurity. It's gone way beyond just data theft. Now it's potentially systemic, even existential risk for some businesses. If your business relies on connected data and whose doesn't, a breach isn't if, it's when. Add that to the pressure to constantly upgrade just to stay compliant. Well, the tech budget becomes a survival cost, not just for growth.
That's a really important distinction.
Okay.
Let's pivot to E, economic factors.
Right.
These are the big forces dictating, well, whether your customers can actually afford your stuff and whether you can afford to grow.
Yeah, we're looking at those core economic goals governments chase, right? Controlling inflation, keeping unemployment down, driving growth, balancing trade. When the economy's stable and growing, that's your clear opportunity. Interest rates might be lower, making borrowing for investment cheaper. People have jobs, they spend more, especially on non-essentials.
And conversely, the threat is that volatility we've all felt recently. Inflation isn't just some abstract number. It hits your purchasing power, drives up your material costs.
And often leads to wage demands from employees, understandably,
yeah.
Precisely. And then if the government or central bank has to fight that inflation, maybe by hiking interest rates like we've seen, suddenly the cost of capital for your business shoots up. That expansion project you had planned just got a whole lot pricier. So managers need plans for resilience across these cycles, not just for the good times.
Okay, let's tackle the second E, environmental factors.
Yeah.
This feels like it's gone from being a kind of niche concern to totally central, driven by rules, but also by what consumers want.
It really has. The focus isn't just don't pollute anymore. It's about managing systemic risks tied to climate change, resource availability, things like that. The opportunity side here is huge innovation potential, developing green tech, sustainable materials, completely new circular business models. And if you genuinely commit to sustainability, it really boosts your brand reputation. Plus, it attracts that ESG-focused investment.
Mm-hmm. But the threats feel very real and immediate, too. Like actual physical stuff, natural disasters messing up supply chain.
Absolutely. Seasonal changes hitting agriculture or tourism. And then there's the constant risk of being accused of greenwashing if your efforts aren't seen as genuine.
Right. That's huge now.
And stricter environmental regs. They translate directly into higher compliance costs. Those costs are only going one way. Think about carbon taxes or border adjustments.
Like in Europe.
Exactly. If you source materials from places with looser rules, suddenly your import costs could jump. And don't forget, activist groups, powerful campaigns against perceived unsustainable practices can be devastating for your reputation.
That tees up P political factors perfectly. Because who sets those environmental and economic rules? Governments. So stability and policy are key.
Definitely. Political factors mean looking at, well, is the government stable? What's their general attitude towards business? And you got to look at two main policy tools. First, fiscal policy. That's how the government uses taxes and spending. Maybe they offer subsidies or grants great opportunities. But if they whack up corporate taxes, that's a direct threat to your profits.
Okay. And the other lever. You mentioned monetary policy, usually handled by a central bank, right? Why does a business manager need to care so much about what they do?
Because that's where interest rates come from.
Yeah.
Monetary policy manages the money supply and the cost of borrowing. If the political scene is stable and the central bank acts predictably, that attracts foreign investment and keeps capital affordable. Massive opportunity.
Gotcha. So the big threat is instability. Governments changing all the time, policies flipping back and forth.
Yeah, that creates huge uncertainty. It just freezes long-term investment. Nobody wants to commit millions to a new factory if they think tariffs or trade barriers might pop up next year and block their exports.
Makes sense.
Or just look at global politics right now. Sanctions, trade disputes, they can wipe out entire markets for you practically overnight. The political climate means you need really flexible plans B and C.
Which flows right into L, legal factors.
Yeah.
Because even with a stable government, you need a solid legal framework to operate within. What are the key legal areas managers should be tracking?
Well, beyond the basics like employment law, minimum wage, working conditions, and consumer protection, product safety, increasingly it's things like intellectual property and data privacy and sovereignty that cause the most headaches, protecting your innovations with patents and copyrights, that's a critical opportunity, safeguards your assets, your edge, and clear, transparent legal systems. They attract investors.
Right. But I guess the threat isn't just the risk of getting sued, is it? It may be the sheer cost and hassle of just keeping up with all the rules.
Yeah.
Especially if you operate internationally.
Exactly that. Think about GDPR in Europe versus, say, California's privacy laws in the U.S. Now imagine dealing with different rules like that in every single country you operate in.
Wow, yeah.
That complexity, plus the very real financial risk of lawsuits or penalties if you slip up. It's a massive drain, especially for smaller firms without big legal departments.
Okay, that brings us to the final eats, ethical factors. We kind of touched on this earlier. The scrutiny here seems incredibly high now. It's moved beyond just nice to have CSR into something more fundamental.
Totally. Ethical factors are about the moral values guiding how you do business. Things like transparency, fair trade, how you treat employees, responsible sourcing. The bar for what's considered acceptable behavior just keeps rising.
I can see the opportunity here being really strategic, though. If you genuinely lead on ethics, that can attract top talent, right? And customers who care about where their money goes, that ethical differentiation builds real loyalty.
It absolutely does. And this is where something called the social audit comes in. More and more companies are facing independent checks, often by nonprofits or specialist auditors, looking really closely at their ethical and social impact.
Okay.
So the threat is pretty simple, getting exposed. If unethical stuff, bad labor practices, environmental damage comes out. The public reaction today is fast, furious, and can genuinely kill a business. Meeting these higher ethical standards costs money, sure, but it's rapidly becoming just the cost of doing business, non-negotiable.
Okay, wow. We've systematically broken down all seven factors.
Yeah.
But like you said, the real power isn't just the list. It's seeing how they all connect, how they interact.
Mm-hmm.
So how does a manager actually use this whole picture when making a big strategic call?
Right. You have to see the intersections. Let's take an example. Imagine a company looking at a big acquisition, say, buying a tech startup in an emerging market.
Okay.
You can't just look at the economic growth potential there. You absolutely have to layer on the political stability or instability of that country. You need to check the legal protections for the tech's intellectual property, pity. And what about the ethical standards around labor in their supply chain?
I see. So even if the tech T looks amazing, big opportunity, if the government's shaky, P threat, and the legal system, L, is weak, maybe that deal is just too risky, no matter the economic upside.
Exactly. Steeple forces those layered questions. What happens if tough new environmental rules come in, forcing expensive upgrades, threat, right when an economic downturn hits consumer spending, another threat? The analysis helps you allocate resources smartly and figure out where your biggest risks really lie.
It sounds like ultimately how well this works depends not just on reading the outside world correctly, but on the company's own ability to actually react and adapt.
Couldn't agree more. The external scan is only half the battle. Management needs the vision, the agility to act on what they see. Your internal strengths, like having flexible operations, strong customer loyalty, a respected brand, those act like shock absorbers.
Mm-hmm.
A company with a solid brand, known for acting ethically, is just way better placed to ride out a political storm or a social media backlash than one that isn't.
So wrapping this up, the big benefit from this deep dive, hopefully for you listening, is giving you a really robust, structured way to think about long-term success. Steeple helps you stay agile, innovative, responsive in a world that's only getting more complex.
And maybe a final thought, linking back to that core strategic foundation. The source material we reviewed makes it crystal clear. Ethical integrity. It's no longer optional. It's a key factor in sustaining long-term success. So for you, as you face whatever business challenges next, maybe the ultimate test is figuring out which single external factor could be tech changes, economic shifts, new legal hurdles, poses the biggest threat right now to your organization's long-term ethical credibility. Because finding that vulnerability, that should probably dictate your most critical strategic move today.